This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Erin Dismeyer. University of Missouri System President Tim Wolf returned to his hometown of Moberly today to speak to high school freshmen about the value of higher education. Wolf is beginning a two-month campaign in Missouri schools in an effort to get younger students to plan ahead.
In 8th and 9th grade, we found that's where they're starting to really plot out their future and making some of the college decisions. And what we're intending to do is inform them of the options and the importance of higher education.
Wolf says he hopes his tour will inspire students to consider their education as a worthy investment and motivate them to seek further advice and counseling from their own school system. Gina McCluskey, the superintendent of the Moberly Public School District, says the message from Wolf was just what she wanted her students to hear.
He says the same message that we say every day, that we want to make sure that every child has a high school diploma and that every opportunity is available to them. And during their time here at Moberly, they close no doors.
McCluskey said one barrier to the pursuance of higher education is a lack of planning, and she believes educators have responsibility to make every opportunity available to their students. The Missouri Senate approved a ban on roadside checkpoints targeting motorcycles or other specific vehicles. Republican Senator Kurt Schaefer of Columbia is sponsoring the legislation and says police should not be allowed to stop vehicles based on arbitrary criteria. Schaefer says law enforcement agencies have previously used checkpoints to pull over all motorcycles during group rides. With the bill, officers could still set up checkpoints when they're looking for a suspect in a specific type of vehicle. The Senate sent the bill to the House Thursday with a 34-0 vote. Moberly's Grow Mid-Missouri program is calling for Missouri entrepreneurs to voice their product ideas and promote their businesses. Grow Mid-Missouri leaders invited entrepreneurs throughout the state to attend StartFest last night, where they pitched their product ideas to potential investors. Moberly Area Economic Development Corporation Vice President David Gaines says the event is a part of an effort to launch local small businesses and help them avoid failure.
So if someone goes through the program and they find that the idea that they have is not a viable idea, then that's considered a success as well, because they didn't put at risk the children's college money and things like that.
16-year-old Becca Burkhart announced several of her product ideas at StartFest. She hopes the event will help get more support for her ideas.
I met so many people. I'm really excited to see if I can make even stronger connections and maybe even get some investors interested in me too.
Program leaders expect StartFest to become an annual event and welcome all in need of capital or advice. Missouri's two U.S. senators are urging the Air Force to put more planes at a National Guard base in St. Joseph. Democrat Claire McCaskill and Republican Roy Blunt wrote the Air Force Chief of Staff this week, urging him to consider placing additional C-130 cargo planes at Rosecrans Air National Guard base. Blunt and McCaskill say the Air Force is currently deciding where to place 32 aircrafts, and they want some of those planes to be affiliated with the 139th Airlift Wing in St. Joseph. In their letter, the senators praised the available training facilities and said the 139th Airlift Wing had a high mission completion percentage during a recent deployment. Legislation that would allow home brewers to bring homemade beer to festivals has passed in the Missouri Senate. Marshall Griffin reports.
If passed, home brewers could give away free samples to guests at beer festivals and tastings, but would not be allowed to sell them. The sponsor, GOP Senator Eric Schmidt of St. Louis County, says an emergency clause was added so that home brewers can take part in this year's Brewers Heritage Festival in St. Louis.
Because they're not specifically allowed under the law, were denied last year. That festival is in June. So if we didn't have an emergency clause, they would be barred from participating again.
The bill also contains provisions that would expand the number of excursion boats on Table Rock Lake that can serve alcohol, allow liquor to be sold on trains while they're stopped, and expand the hours alcohol can be served at bowling alleys. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Jefferson City announced Jason Turner as its interim fire chief in the wake of longtime fire chief Bob Renick's retirement. Nathan Nicholas chose Turner for his 16 years of experience serving as the department's public information officer. Turner says it is an honor to become interim fire chief, and he places great importance on providing the best service he can to Jefferson City's citizens. This is the first opening for fire chief of Jefferson City's fire department since Renick first took the job 33 years ago. There is no timetable for the hiring of a permanent fire chief, but Renick says given the financial condition of the city, he has heard it will be at least a year before the selection process for the permanent fire chief will take place. For KBIA News, I'm Erin Dismeyer.